Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me, I have Bobby Jordan here on behalf of Wearable Arts with a final call for designers. Bobby, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So Wearable Arts, a time-honored tradition in the winter months in Sitka. When it gets the darkest and the dreariest, that is a fun, creative light to be looking for. And you're in for this final call for designers. So this Friday, what are you looking for from designers? Who kind of are you looking for?
We just need designers. It's without a designer, without designs to walk the runway, we do not have a show. It's pretty straightforward and pretty simple. And I can't like create a design in the middle of all of this to help build a show because I don't design. Mm-hmm. I help support the show. I help photograph the show. I do a lot of other things, but designing is not my forte. So we're still looking for designers. This is our final week, Friday the 13th, which can make you cringe, but is the deadline date, and we just need folks to start signing up.
So to sign up, to say, yep, I'm going to be a designer within the Wearable Arts Show, what do you need to have by Friday when you're signing up?
By Friday, you should probably have a really solid idea and a process with how you're going to go about constructing, if you haven't already started constructing. Mm-hmm. I've been putting out calls since September just to get people thinking and going, yeah, you know, maybe I'd like to do Wearable Arts and that kind of thing. But this is just to let us know, do we have a show or not? Mm. And it's, you know, do we have enough people? And we're looking for between, you know, 20 to 25 good designs. Mm-hmm. We don't actually see the designs until dress rehearsal, but, 20 to 25 designs to walk the runway. The more, the better.
Right.
Then we can, you know, shuffle things around and move things as necessary. And it just lets us know, do we proceed forward or do we say, well, okay, maybe not this year and we'll try again in 2026. Mm-hmm. So, the theme this year is Forest to the Sea. So we keep the themes very wide open so mm-hmm. that, you know, it's pretty easy to build or create a design that will fit in
right.
in that particular
yeah,
theme.
Yeah, that's not those aren't hard lines you have to draw within. It's more as a point of inspiration.
Right. Okay. It's a line that's there, but you can color outside the lines
Perfect.
Too if you wanted to. And we have all the backstage pieces that we need. You know, we've got our MC, we have backstage crew, we have front of house, we have the Centennial Building rented, we have all of those mm-hmm. parts and pieces. And now we just need to know, do we have enough designs to walk the runway to create the show that everybody really expects to have?
Right.
And we're excited. We've got a couple of you know, returning designers coming back, Karen Kraft, who always creates such amazing designs, and Emmy Fish is also coming back this year. And then we have some new designers. We have Rita Christensen, who has never designed anything mm-hmm. for us before. So, you know, and it's still in high school. So
right.
those of you that are still in high school that think this might be something you're interested in, it's not an adults only type.
Right. It's a community event.
It is. Really. It's a total community event. I believe Tiffany is planning on putting on, having a piece in there, and her daughter and a couple of her friends are going to be modeling as well.
But.
So, and Tiffany created an amazing piece a couple of years ago. So, but we do still have slots open,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to get those filled and maybe overfilled so that we can have the show that everybody in Sitka is really used to having.
Excellent. So for, let's say for a new designer, when they're thinking about something they're putting together, Is there a requirement for, you know, how much you have to make yourself within the garment? Does it have to be completely constructed out of found materials, or can you be making things to accentuate, you know, something you already have? Are there kind of any rules that anyone has to follow?
No, there aren't any real rules as far as that go. Last year we had some more traditional types of clothing. We had skirts and coats that those were made out. I mean, the Iris Nash was the person who created them. They're more haute couture, I believe, mm-hmm. is what the term is. And but that fit very well with what we were doing. We've had other people like design quilted jackets one year, and I don't remember who it was, but she made this beautiful jacket, and on one side it was of Mount Edgecombe with the sunrise, and then she got down to the end of the runway, turned the coat inside out, and it was Mount Edgecombe with the moon over in the back of it. You know, it was just, it's looking for creativity with whatever. Sometimes, you know, it can be recycled materials. Other times it could be something you create totally on your own. Mm-hmm. And it can be more traditional. And that's totally within the realm of what we're doing here.
Okay. So any designers, if they have an idea they want to work with, if it's haute couture or something like a more traditional outfit that they can make for Wearable Arts, they'll register this coming Friday, December 13th. What are the next kind of any check-in dates or deadlines that they have to worry about?
Yeah, we do have check-in dates. On the 15th is the day that you need to turn your music in to our sound person.
December 15th?
No.
January 15th. January 15th. Okay.
January 15th is to make sure that your sound gets in so that the sound can be mixed. Mm-hmm. And then on January 22nd, your description needs to be in so that we can put you into the program. And then on February 7th is our mandatory dress rehearsal, because we do have to make sure that designs will make it from one end of the runway to the other. And you have up to 2 minutes if you're just a single individual with one design. We do add more time if it's four or more people in the design set. Mm-hmm. And and then the shows are on February 8th, and we do a 2 p.m. show and we do a 7 p.m. show.
Awesome.
So, and we'll have the VIP tables as always, and doing those types of things. So,
awesome. Yeah. So, for registration as a designer, I said it's Friday, December 13th, this Friday, and that's at sitkaartscouncil.org where to register.
That is our website.
Okay.
If you're thinking about it and you're still not totally sure about Wearable Art and you missed our meeting that we had right before Thanksgiving, there is a there's a slideshow on the website that you can look and watch scenes from last year's show. And that kind of will fill you in a little bit on what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it's all about. Again, the theme is Forest to the Sea. So it's very broad. There's lots of different ways to take it. And I'm trying to think what else.
I guess there's at sitkaartscouncil.org is information on last year's show, so people can, if they need a better idea of what it is they're getting into if they're mm-hmm. new to the program, also where they can register. And then if they have any just general questions along the way, who can they contact?
The main contact is Tiffany Pearson, and she's out of town right at the moment. Otherwise, she would be here also. Mm-hmm. You can email her at tmpearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, number4@gmail.com. Or you can call her at 907-738-8161. Or you can contact me and I can get information also to Tiffany you can contact me at thinkartthinksitka, it's all one word, at gmail.com, and or call me at 907-738-0166 and I can get information, relay that to Tiffany as needed, or you know, I can try to troubleshoot as well.
Yeah, depending on what the question is, you can probably field some of it, but Tiffany, as the event coordinator, can get those, the nitty-gritty details.
Absolutely,
down.
Right.
Excellent. Well, awesome. Bobby, thanks for coming in this morning and representing Wearable Arts here in Sitka. So the final call for designers for the 2025 show is this Friday, December 13th. You can register and find more information at sitkaartscouncil.org. Bobby Jordan, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.